Is March 21st, 2005, and we're convening the House Subcommittee on Human Services for Ways and Means. And today's agenda is focusing on priority lists for the Insurance Pool Governing Board. And we would like to begin by getting kind of a summary from Mr. Britton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. We have gone through phase one for all agencies at this point in our subcommittee deliberations, and this week we will be working on the prioritized list for three agencies. One is the Insurance Pool Governing Board, and we'll be looking at their prioritized list briefly this morning. The State Commission on Children and Families, the subcommittee will be working on that one tomorrow, and then the rest of the week, Wednesday and Thursday, our agenda has us working on the Department of Human Services prioritized list. As you know, we ask that all subcommittee members give us their lists in writing, and we did receive the insurance pool governing lists last week, and we've pretty much the subcommittee maintained the agency list as it was presented to us earlier. We also received, I think, just about all of the State Commission on Children and Family lists. If you haven't gotten those in, it would be good to get those in to us as soon as possible. And then finally, the Department of Human Services prioritized list is due today to Sheila or me at noon. We have a little bit of leeway, but having said that, please get them in to us as soon as you possibly can. So that's kind of what's on tap for this week. As I said, the Insurance Pool Governing Board's list, the members seem to very much agree with the list as they presented it to us. I'll turn it back to you, sir.
Okay. Are there any questions that have come up or items that the committee would like to discuss relating to the Insurance Pool Governing Board prioritization list? This was one that's fairly straightforward. We talk about one plan, and it's basically cutting eligibility down, from higher levels down to lower levels in order to lessen the pool and therefore save money if we had to make cuts, if we had to do that. And the prioritization actually is just saying that those who make the least amount of money have the highest priority, and then it just works its way up. Good morning, Senator Westland.
Good morning.
Further thoughts, comments on this one? This is fairly straightforward. We have time today that we can use in our own offices to work on the DHS list. It's very, very important that we get that in, and it's certainly much more complicated than the others. Tomorrow, we're going to have the Employment Department come in at 8:30 and speak about child care, since they're kind of a lead state agency for that issue, and there are child care programs in the Commission on Children and Families and the Department of Human Services. And so I wanted them to come in so that we could hear their involvement with child care, and then after that we'll be reviewing the priority list on Commission on Children and Families. And so that'll take care of tomorrow, and then we will review the prioritization list for DHS on Wednesday and Thursday. Comments, questions?
Question.
Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Will we meet this afternoon, do you think, to look at the DHS prioritization list? I mean, I know the deadline is noon, but are we going to talk about that this afternoon, or is that off?
Well, I would. I think that I personally would benefit from that. So if, as long as we don't have a quorum, if you'd like to meet at LFO, we could discuss that at 3:30 today.
I would.
Okay, because it's been a long weekend going over these things.
Yeah, well, that thing is
complicated.
And Mr. Chair, just on that, I can look at priorities, and I can say the ones that I would prefer were at the bottom of the list, but I really have a very difficult time trying to figure out exactly which ones.
It is very difficult, and I'm having the same problem. What I've done with DHS is I've gone through, and first I've got input from from other people as to where they saw it, and so I see where they're at, and then I get the explanations, and then I've gone through and I put either class 1, 2, or 3, and now I'm going back through and classifying all the ones in order so that I can end up with 1 to 73. But our assignment is whatever works for us. If we want to have input on what the priority list looks like, then we need to have a ranking of 1 to 73.
And follow up, it is, even though we had an overview, it's the DHS and Children and Families, but hopefully we're going to have opportunity to talk about the rankings. Is that correct?
Yes.
All
yes.
Right.
That's,
all right.
That's what we'll be doing Thursday, or Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman and John, maybe you know this as well. Within the DHS, the line items below 73 or 74 begin into administrative services and so forth. Can you identify their debt service in that anywhere? Have you?
My understanding, Mr. Chair and Representative Hanna, is that there's practically no debt service whatsoever for DHS.
Okay.
They're not constructing things or...
They have no COPs?
No. I don't believe that they do. I will check that, but... I don't think that they do.
Okay, because I couldn't find anything within
right.
that, and I didn't know if it was in some of that.
Right, I know.
You know, the line item stuff. There's some, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in there.
Right.
And it's hard to tell if that was included or not.
I don't believe that they have it much, if any.
But they'll check.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
But we can then group them. I mean, 111, 222, 333, and then that's how you're going to go back and then rank your.
Right. See, what I'm doing is I figure I'm going to have about 25 ones and 25 twos and roughly, you know, the rest in threes, and then I'm going to go back and take the first 25 and rank them 1 to 25 because, for me, it's easier to break it down
right.
and just try and do a whole huge list going back and forth on the paper.
We can do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And we're having a short meeting today.
I was really torn on whether to do a 30. Reverse.
Any further comments before we adjourn today's meeting?
We like you coming in because as soon as you come in, we adjourn.
There's a car upstairs, so now we can adjourn.
I've got a little button right here. See, and push it, and then Marge
is here.
Yeah, it's a panic button.
All right, without further ado, we are adjourned for today.